Steam Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. As we face the issues, let me remind you, as I do oft times, that we need to view what is taking place locally, nationally, and internationally through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? What does God's Word say? I'm of the opinion and position, based on the authority of Scripture, that from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, God gives us the answers to all of life's questions, all of life's problems, all of life's difficulties. The answer to that's found in the Word of God. It is the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Today, we're going to invite you to call in. I'd love to hear from you. Can climate change start fires? I know that sounds like a simplistic question. With the raging fires in California, and another one has just popped up overnight, can climate change start these fires? Did climate change start these fires? Love to hear from you today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. I'm going to have a brief monologue. Right after the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. We'll invite you to call in. Join in the discussion, the dialogue. What causes these fires in California? And we could just broaden that question. The fires, the earthquakes, the floods, et cetera, et cetera. Not just in California, but across the nation and around the world. What causes that? Is that because of global warming or climate change? Did God make an error? Is God in a position that he cannot control this whole universe? Have we gotten to the point and place in the world today that it is out of God's control, and somehow, some way, God's sitting out on the Collindale front porch of heaven and looking down with the walking cane in his hand and his long white beard and looking over the balcony of time and saying, my. Boy, it sure has gotten out of control. I wish I could do something about all that we see taking place in the world. Is that where we are? Is that the mindset that we're looking at today and faced with? Is that the thought that we have today? Ladies and gentlemen, to hear California's governor and the many on that are giving their, how would you say, their opinions, what I would call the talking heads in California, many of them, along with the Marxist media, all are telling us that the fires in California are the result of climate change. Or as now they are now calling it global warming. You know why they changed it from climate change? Because they found that climate change did not work. Now they're calling it global warming. So if it gets cold, it's global warming. If it gets hot, it's global warming. If there's a freeze, it's global warming. If there's an earthquake, it's because of global warming. That kind of sets the pace for all of these events that are taking place around the globe that's controlled by sovereign God. Ladies and gentlemen, is it true? What are the facts behind the cause of the raging, ravaging, deadly fires in California? Our hearts go out to those families that have lost everything. 24 lives have been lost, known to be lost. Don't know how many others, multitudes are missing. Whether they're dead or alive, we don't know. Our hearts go out to those families. and their losses. But ladies and gentlemen, we must dig down under what we see as the effect. But what is the cause? What's making these things take place? What's the cause of these fires? I'm looking at a headline that sets the stage. Climate change is central to California's wildfires. As the total from California's wildfires grow higher each year, year after year, the state's future appears to be fiery and hazy with smoke. The conservative columnists Ben Shapiro and Neil Ferguson and Tyler O'Neill is clear who's responsible. California Democrats, in recent opinion pieces, they acknowledge that climate change might play a role in these fires. But they blame Democrat leadership exacerbating fuel buildups through poor management, land management. Governor Gavin Newsom correctly characterized recent wildfires as climate emergencies. Now, that Governor Gavin Newsom said that what's happening is climate emergencies. It's global warming. It is the fact climate change and global now. Gavin Newsom is calling it climate emergencies. He says we must dramatically reduce our greenhouse gas emission. Otherwise, in a few decades, we might recall the more than 4 million acres California fire burned just in 2018 and following. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject, especially from a conservative Christian patriot standpoint. Well, I believe we need to understand what is taking place. And should we point our fingers at a politician? Should we point our fingers at God and say somehow God has mismanaged this whole world and he's allowing these climate changes to take place and the fires and the forest burning as a result of it? I think not. And I'll tell you why during the course of this broadcast today. But let me remind you that as we look at the scripture, we can understand it is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's the declaratory statement made about the scripture. The Bible says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. That is, the truth of the Word of God never changes. God is immutable, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That takes place, that plays into what we're talking about today, the immutability of God. If God created this whole world, and he did, if God controls this whole world, and he does, somehow, some way, God must have lost control of it if it is global warming and climate change. That's what we'll talk about today. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that truth matters regardless of what you may think or say or others. I'm understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, the dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell made this statement, and it's very powerful. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we will hate those who speak it. And I believe we're finding a lack of truth in California with Gavin Newsom and the legislature there and what is taking place with the fires. And we will dig deeper and look at that further during the course of this broadcast today. And I'm looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, looking at a headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The younger Americans, speaking of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% of them say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's not one version of truth. You can take truth and you can split it up, bifurcate it, and change it. It's still a lie. A half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is that we listen to the truth, learn it, live it, love it, tell it, and be willing, ladies and gentlemen, to stand and defend it even to death. That's what's needed in our modern society. Those that are truth tellers willing to stand for the truth, even if it means losing their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? Very easy, ladies and gentlemen. At the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline, controversy over who's to blame for the California wildfires. There's been a lot of recent public discussion, this article says, about the reason for the wildfires. Worst of all, back in 2018, was the worst in the history till now. Along with the blaming of the climate change factor, many believe not removing old dead wood and grass in the forest during the extreme heat waves has been the government's most deadly mistake. Many believe dead trees should be completely removed from California's forests, especially particularly burned trees from previous forest fires, as dry wood and other vegetation may be more susceptible to catching on fire during droughts. Dry wood and dead grass has been determined to burn more violently and spread wildfires more quickly than live trees, especially in the initial stages of the wildfires. This article reads that there's 102 million dead trees in California's forest. Across an astounding 102 million trees have died over the past 6 years from drought and disease, including 62 million trees just in 2016 through 18 alone. And this article goes on, removing old wood and large forest, needless to say, is very, very costly, and funding has not been enough to remove enough of the extra fuel to keep up with the extreme heat wave and the lack of rain that California experienced in the recent years. I could go on and on with that article, but ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media and the political class in California is trying to point fingers at everything and everybody except the real source of the problem in California. Ladies and gentlemen, another fire, according to the early morning news, another fire started today. We're told that at least one fire was started by an individual has been caught for arson. Ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that these fires have been started by arsonists in all of the other places? Or is this the only one that we can point to and say is arson? I'm looking at the headlines on this, ladies and gentlemen. It says, arson suspect arrested near deadly Eaton fires. David Spade offered $5,000 reward to anyone who catches California arsonist. Thanks to the tip, California firefighters, police arrested a man suspected of committing arson near a deadly Los Angeles area blaze. Around 12:30 p.m. Sunday, members of the Los Angeles County Fire Department were extinguishing a small brush fire when they allegedly spotted a man actively lighting fires in Irwindale, roughly 13 miles from Eaton Fires. The Irwindale Fire Police Department said in the statement, quote, while on scene, personnel observed a suspect actively lighting fires in the area. Officers responded to the incident and arrested a 29-year-old man, a resident of Baldwin Park, which is about half an hour east of Los Angeles, according to the statement. This man was arrested. Now, what they'll do with him, only God knows. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's one evidence that it's not global warming. It's not climate change, but arsonist. And I've got some information about some other fires in California, how they were started and what had happened. Then we're going to look at and ask the very serious question, were these fires all as a result of global warming? Were these fires as a result of climate change? What say you? Telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Is global warming the cause of these fires? Climate change? Did climate change cause these fires? Or do we find other mitigating circumstance that we can point a finger to and say that's the cause? I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well.
Yes. Also, you yourself.
Yes.
Look, from my understanding, they had fire hydrants that didn't work, and they knew, the government of California knew, that they started in a certain place, and you fired all these firefighters for not taking the COVID jab, and you let these people, now we got, what, Canada, Mexico, and I think Ukraine are coming over to help. But you put yourself in this position. Everybody in that Democratic Party in California need to be prosecuted. That's my opinion. That's my take on it.
You know, if we were in a bingo parlor playing bingo, I would say bingo. I believe what you just said is spot on. We have the finger pointing from everybody, but the finger needs to be pointing back to the socialist, Marxist, communist party known as Democrats that control the state of California. And Gavin Newsom, which is a fruitcake, in saying that, I'm being very polite in saying so. Kenneth, I'm looking at the headline that says, the real reasons for the Los Angeles fires are still burning out of control. Still burning, California is still on fire, and everyone's pointing fingers. Who is really to blame? Was this intentional or just incompetence? That's a pretty good headline. Was it intentional or was it incompetence? I think it was both. I think it was both, and I'll tell you why. As we look at the statistical data, as we look at the facts, it is certainly not climate change. It is not global warming. And in my most humble opinion, climate change or global warming did not start any of the fires in California. It is incompetence to the very least, and in some cases intentional, i.e. With the arsonist setting the fires. It's an impossibility to say, well, 15 miles away or 10 miles away, a little small ember got in the wind, flew over there, and started the fires over there. In fact, Kenneth, what has not been reported, in fact, when one of the media outlets heard it, they said, this man said it. They didn't show the video footage and didn't give the facts. Here's the facts on one of them. An individual with his home security camera on his front porch showed the picture of one of the electrical companies in California, one of their, I don't know what you call it, a substation or one of their transformers, but it showed the on the video where that transformer blew up. And a major, mega, mega ball of fire from the ground that started one of the fires. I believe it was the one in Eaton, if I'm not mistaken. It could have been one of the others. I'm getting a little confused with the seven different fires now. But you will not hear the Marxist media talk about the electrical company, one of the electrical companies in California, their faulty equipment that caused the fire there. They're all still pointing to the fact that it is global warming, it's climate change, somehow, some way God's asleep, and God cannot control what's happening on planet Earth. Some talk about it as being, well, Mother Earth caused it, or they somehow... it is a climate problem. It's not Mother Earth. It is not the climate. It's Father God that's in control. So the question is out there, and I think that we need to look at it from a conservative Christian patriot standpoint. Is there, and I'll ask you, is there such a thing as you understand it as climate change or global warming? What say you?
Look at Dr. Youngblood, I remember, I think it was Al Gore, about this climate change thing. that was a laugh and a piss in hell when he was running for president, I think.
Well, you know, Al Gore back in the 70s, back in the early 70s, said by 1975, New York would be an ice glacier, that it would be underwater and covered with ice. When that didn't happen, then all of a sudden, it was not the ice age. All of a sudden, the climate freaks started saying that it's going to be global warming. It's going to get so hot that it's going to burn up planet Earth. And you're exactly right. Al Gore and others down through the years, since the early 70s, they've talked about climate change and global warming. They stopped it from calling it global warming to climate change, because climate change is all-inclusive for the things that they want to say that's God's doing and not man's doing. But, Kenneth, the major thing is we need to recognize that the Word of God tells us, gives us the answer. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. How does God say that? Because God's in control of summer and winter. God's in control of day and night. God's in control of heat and cold. God's in control of our seasons. And God said it. That settles it. We need to be comforted in the realization that God doesn't lie and God doesn't make a mistake, that God's in control of planet Earth. Kenneth, keep praying, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. And I tell people that every day, because Luke 21:28 outlines in Luke 21 all of these things. We'll look at them in a moment. And then there's the reminder, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Kenneth, thank you for your call. God bless you today. I believe we have Bob on the line. Bob, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, two things. I've been talking about Bible prophecy for 40 years now, and two of the main two of the main topics of Bible prophecy are the UFOs and global warming. And the reasons for both of those are the UFOs will be, the drones will be the excuse that the world will have for the rapture, and the global warming will be the global platform that the Antichrist will use to unite the world, especially against any religious people or conservative people that are left, because they won't join this global warming movement. So the Antichrist will use that as a platform to unite the world, and you could see it happening right now.
Bob, let me jump in the conversation there and blend some of the thoughts. In Luke 21, verse 11, the scripture says, "And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, famines, pestilences, that's diseases, fearful sights, and great signs shall be from heaven." Then in verse 25 and following, "And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations and perplexities and the seas and waters roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking for those things that are coming to the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory." These are some of the signs, Simeon's benchmarks, that we'll see intensifying in the last days. Now, we'll be raptured out any day now, any moment now, any second now, we'll be raptured out, suddenly seized. It's the Latin term rapturus, that we'll be snatched out of this old world. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18 is the classic text on that. But after we're raptured out, as you say, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. And all of these things we're seeing today as the modern technologies, all of these things we're seeing today as the socialist Marxist media setting the stage for, the Antichrist will use and will try to destroy every Jew on the face of the earth, and everybody that says yes to Jesus during that 7-year period of time will be put to death as a result of the Antichrist rulership and control. But one of the things that we need to understand and grip in our lives as Christians and recognize this old world is not out of control. It's under total dominating control of God himself. In fact, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and following, it's the narrative that's very clearly set forth that everything that's visible, everything that's invisible, everything's on in heaven, everything's under the heavens, everything's on the earth, everything's under the earth, everything's visible, everything's invisible. Jesus Christ created it. And in verse 17 and 18 of Colossians chapter 1 says, and he is the one that controls it. Jesus Christ is the divine superglue that's holding this whole world together. And Bob, let me just run something by you, get your take on it. I'm looking at a headline just in the past 24 hours. Wall Street Climate Group Net Zero suspends all activities following BlackRock's exit. The Net Zero Asset Managers Initiative, a coalition of investment behemoths turned self-proclaimed climate warriors, hit a wall this week after BlackRock and its dynamic exit forced them to suspend operations. The fallout comes as U.S. political pressures mount against the green agenda championed by corporate giants. Now listen to what this article says. Far from saving the public interest, the Net Zero Initiative that once had its enthusiastic backing of BlackRock and other ESG cheerleaders on Wall Street is increasingly seen as out of touch with American economic needs and political climate that is rejecting so many of the trendy causes adopted in 2020. The alliance, which once boosted of 325 signatories controlling staggering $57.5 trillion in assets, was launched in 2020. The Black Lives Matter movement, the pandemic lockdown, its lofty promise to push the world's financial powerhouse toward achieving net zero emissions by mid-century. But with the political wind shifting, that dream has now appeared to be on ice. Now, here's my question. Comment in question. If BlackRock, the world's largest holder of investment dollars, several, I believe the figure is about $11.5 trillion, and then other investment groups across the world making a total of $57.5 trillion, all believed in so heavily this thing of climate change and global warming that they started setting up portfolios that they only would invest your monies as you gave it to them to invest for you. They would only invest your monies in companies and organizations that believed in climate change and global warming. And now they're saying all of a sudden, since BlackRock pulled out of that, where did they do? Where did they go? So my question is, Bob, if global warming and climate change is real, how does an organizational structure around the world simply say, well, we're going to pull out, we're going to stop putting money on that, we're not going to invest our money on that anymore? If it's real, how do you do that? How do you just turn the spigot off and say it no longer exists? What say you? Is this because it's all been a farce, or is it because somehow they're mistaken? What is the reality? Do we really have, and I'm asking the question as a trick question, basically, because since we started measuring climate change and global warming, we've not seen a full degree up or down. It has fluctuated slightly year after year, up and then down. It comes in cycles, just as God's word in Genesis 8:22 tells us there will be the cycles until the end of the world. How do you respond to that? What are your thoughts? What should we grasp as Christians?
Well, you know, 1 minute after the rapture happens, you could imagine a lot of people changing their minds about everything, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the only hope that we have, Bob, and I know that you stand on this, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness, as the old song says. That's where we need to place our faith and trust, not in man, not in so-called climate change or in global warming or in the politicians, but in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Bob, thank you so much for your call and for your input. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The question today, the issue today, can climate change start fires. Is it climate change that's caused the fires in California? If so, how does the climate change jump, start a fire over here, and then 15 miles away start a fire this week, wait until next week, start another fire? Is it an intensification of climate change, or do we have something more nefarious than calling it climate change or global warming? What's the answer? I believe it's time that we talk about it, look at it, analyze it, scrutinize it, based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the time of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, and W.